Sarah Bikor Parabase, Mishnah Base, Yesh Bamaisu Bikurim, Mashain Kane Big Truma. Some dinim apply to Maisu Shani and Bikurim, but would not apply to Truma. Sha Maisu Bikurim to Unin have both Maisu Shani and Bikurim require that they should be brought to a certain place, which of course is Yerushalayim. If Maisu Shani is brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there by the owner of the Maisu Shani, while Bikurim is brought to Maisu Shani and given to the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash. Utu'unim bidu. And both Maisu Shani and Bikurim require bidu. They have to confess regarding the Maisu Shani and the Bikurim. As regarding the Maisu Shani, the Pasuk says, Vamarta lufnei Hashem elokecha bi'arti ha'kodesh min habayit. You should say before Hashem your God, I have gotten rid of the holy from the house. Kodesh includes Maisu Shani. And by Bikurim, the Pasuk says, "Vanita v'amarta lufnei Hashem Elokecha, Arami Obed Avi." You should respond that you should say before Hashem your God that Arami has destroyed my father. So we see that both Bikurim and Maisu Shani require confession. Now, even though Truma is also included in the Bidui Maisrus, Truma also requires Bidui. So why did the Mishnah say that Maisu Shani and Bikurim require Bidui as opposed to Truma? The answer is because Truma only requires Bidui if you have other things to say vidui other than the truma. For example, if you have both Maisu Shani and truma, you would include the truma in the vidui. But if all you have is truma, you would not say the vidui for the truma alone, as opposed to Maisu Shani and Bikurim. They both require vidui, even if you only have the Maisu Shani or you only have the Bikurim. Both Maisu Shani and Bikurim are forbidden to an one. An one is somebody whose close relative had died the day of the death. The person is an one min haTorah, and both Maisu Shani and Bikurim are forbidden for him to eat. Rabbi Shimon permits an one to eat Bikurim. If the Kohen is an one, he is allowed to eat Bikurim, according to Rabbi Shimon. V'chayavim v'beer, and both Maisu Shani and Bikurim are obligated in beer. At the end of 3 years, you have to get rid of any Maisu Shani or Bikurim that you have in the house. For Rabbi Shimon holds that Bikurim is potter from beer. According to Rabbi Shimon, at the end of the 3 years, you would not get rid of the Bikurim. Instead, you would give it to the Kohen. Maisu Shani or Bikurim that gets mixed in with Chulin and Yerushalayim would not be bottled. The entire mixture would have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, no matter how small the percentage of the Maisu Shani or the Bikurim is in the mixture. Even if the Maisu Shani or the Bikurim is less than 1% of the mixture, it would not be bottled, and the mixture would have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The reason is because we have a cloud dover sheyesh lo matirim eino bagel. Something that has matirim that is permitted to be eaten would not be bagel, no matter how small the percentage that got mixed in. And Maisu Shani and Bikurim is considered a dover sheyesh lo matirim in Yerushalayim, because Maisu Shani could be eaten in Yerushalayim, and so too Bikurim could be eaten by the Kohen in Yerushalayim. So therefore, in Yerushalayim is regarded as a dover sheyesh lo matirim, which is not bagel. As opposed to if the Maisu Shani or the Bikurim got mixed in with Chulin outside of Yerushalayim, it would be bottled. As the outside of Yerushalayim is not regarded as a Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirim Sin, it is forbidden to eat Maisu Shani and Bikurim outside of Yerushalayim. The Gidulein Asurim Elecho B'Yerushalayim Af Lazarim Vila Behem. And Maisu Shani or Bikurim that got mixed in with Chulin in Yerushalayim, and you went ahead and planted it, what grew from what you planted is also forbidden. And if it's Bikurim that got mixed in, what grew from what planted would be usher to Zarm, the non-Kohanim. And if it's Maisu Shani that got mixed in, what grew from what you planted would be usher to Behemoth, because Maisu Shani can only be fed to humans, not to Behemoth, even in Yerushalayim. And even though it got mixed in and you also planted it, it's still usher in Yerushalayim. This is a dover, Sheyesh Lo Matirim, Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon is Matir. According to Rabbi Shimon, if it got mixed in Yerushalayim, and you also planted it, then what group what you planted would be mutter to non-Kohanim and to Behemoth. But even Rabbi Shimon would agree that if the Maisu Shani or the Bikurim got mixed in with Chulin and Yerushalayim and he didn't plant it, Rabbi Shimon would hold that it would be also sent to the Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirim. Rabbi Shimon just holds that if you also planted it, what group for what you planted would be mutter even in Yerushalayim. Hari Elu b'Maisu b'Bikurim, Masha Enkin b'Truma. The dinim that are mentioned in this Mishnah apply to both Maisu Shani and Bikurim as opposed to Truma. None of the dinim that are mentioned in this Mishnah would apply to Truma, but they would apply to both Maisu Shani and to Bikurim. Sarah Bikurim Parabes, Mishnah Gemo Yesh b'Truma u'Maisu. Masha ain't came Babikur. There are some dinim that apply to both Truma and Maaser Sheni and would not apply to Bikur. So Truma by Maaser, Oisran, Eftak, Gaira. Both Truma and Maaser prohibit the granary, meaning to say, it's forbidden to eat from the grain until both Truma and Maaser are taken from the grain. As opposed to Bikurim, although you're supposed to take the Bikurim from the first fruit, if you do not take the Bikurim, you can still eat the fruit of the tree. But Yeshlahem Shir, both Truma and Maaser have a shear. As opposed to Bikurim, there is no shear. And the shear of Maaser, of course, is Minat Torah, which is 10%. And the shear of Truma is Midrabanan. A shear of Dainani, a medium shear, is 1 out of 50. While a generous shear is 1 out of 40, and a stingy shear is 1 out of 60. As opposed to Bikurim, Bikurim does not have a shear. Now, even though Bikurim does have a shear Midrabanan, which is 1 out of 60, so why does the Mishnah say that Truma and Maaser have a shear, and Bikurim do not? The Mephoshim explained that the shear of Maaser is Min HaTorah. And the shear for Truma, although it's not Min HaTorah, but there is an Asmasa, there is a hint to the shear in the Pasuk, as opposed to the shear for Bikurim, it is totally Midrabah. And Truma is a Maaser supply to all types of produce, as opposed to Bikurim, it applies only to the Shivas Amina, the seven types of food that Eretz Yisrael is praised for. Now, Min HaTorah, Truma is a Maaser supply only to Dagon, Tiros, Beyisr, to grain, and to wine and to olive oil, but Midrabanan applies to other produce as well, as opposed to Bikurim. It applies only to the Shiva Sambina. Bifnei Abayis, Bishalo, Bifnei Abayis, Trumas and Maisers apply both in the tithes of the Beis HaMikdash and not during the tithes of the Beis HaMikdash. As opposed to Bikurim, if there is no Beis HaMikdash, there is no mitzvah of Bikurim. As the Pasuk says, Beinicho Lufnei Mizbeach Hashem Elokecha, should be put down for the Mizbeach of Hashem, your God. If there is no Mizbeach, then Bikurim does not apply. Trumas and Maisers apply to sharecroppers. Somebody who works on somebody else's land and takes a portion of the crop. Even though he doesn't own the land, he has to take out Trumas and Maisers. It also applies to Chakairos, people that lease land. They pay a fixed amount per year for the right to work on the land. And it applies also to Sekreikin, a person who is a terrorist. He kills people and somebody gave him land in order to buy his life. They also have to take Trumas and Maisers from the produce of the land, even though they don't technically own it. And so to a goblin has to take Trumas and Maisers from the produce of his land. All these dinim mentioned in this mission apply to Trumas and Maisers, but they do not apply to Bikurim.